fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 17th day of October, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we get to the prepper tip of the week, my friend, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, is still hospitalized. He has regained consciousness. He does not have his wits about him yet as of Saturday. It may have changed today, but we're looking, still looking for prayers for my friend, Tim Spencer. And the proper tip today is to make sure your safe haven is ready for winter. Depending on where you are, you're already getting hard freezes in the farther north, Minnesota, Michigan, and so forth, and soon to be much of the country, hard freezes. So make sure your safe haven is ready for winter. We have patient Wayne in Green with my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to talk about the events today and how incorporating EMP shield devices into your life, like I have, will give you some peace of mind knowing you're ready to deal with not only EMP, but the effects of lightning as well. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, as always, sir. There's a headline here posted at Steve Quayle's website that Russia has moved 6 MiG-31s to Belarus equipped with hypersonic missiles. That sounds like an escalation to me. How about you, sir?
It does. It's funny. I watch the news, even though I don't know. You know, I know that it's only maybe 50% truth. But even the news is starting to lean towards Russia's escalation. And, it seems to be that they're starting to ramp up their game a little bit, even with the – I heard about the kamikaze drones and a bunch of other things. So now the MiGs with hypersonic, that's a big deal. it's almost right. Hard to deter – almost impossible to deter hypersonic missiles because there's no counter weapon systems capable of stopping something that flies that flat and fast.
Right, right. A hypersonic means it goes how many times the speed of sound?
Oh, my gosh. Don't quote me. I can't remember.
I don't know offhand. Well, we'll look that up. It's several times the speed of sound. How many times the speed of sound? It's kind of a side issue. Let's see, five times the speed of sound. More than five times the speed of sound.
Wow.
Mach 5 and above.
Okay.
So, whoa.
It reminds
me of the old Superman TV show when I was a boy. Faster than a speeding bullet.
Yes, which is very true with this one.
Because bullets go faster than speed of sound, but not five times the speed of sound. Maybe not even twice the speed of sound is what a really fast bullet can do. I don't believe. Regardless, there's no countermeasures that we're aware of, are there?
Not that I'm aware of. And I think part of the problem is really the trajectory that it flies on. So, you know, a normal intercontinental ballistic missile goes up and then comes down.
Right.
I've heard that they do, some of those even fly faster than the hypersonic missiles. But the thing is, the hypersonic's going almost the same speed, but very flat and very low.
Right.
So it's very hard to stop.
Exactly. Well, the media has been portraying Russia as this paper tiger that can't mount a credible war. Russia has a lot of tricks in their bag of tricks they have not pulled out, don't they, sir?
They really do. And, you know, this has been an interesting topic, and it's horrible that's happening, but a very interesting topic for us to discuss and kind of see the evolution of this war, because as we discussed many months ago, maybe even 6 months, Russia has incredible capabilities and an incredible army. And I'm not saying I like Russia. I'm just saying from that perspective, they do have a very strong army. And we knew when they came in with kind of the crappy equipment and the backup reserves, you know, I was interested to see what they were doing, but it seems like now they're like, okay, we're tired of waiting. I know before they were starting to consider, or maybe they have been targeting infrastructure. Now they're bringing in better weapons. They're bringing in more people. I even heard several weeks ago they started some recruitment campaigns to even bolster their military's size. So it's escalating.
No doubt whatsoever. You got a question or comment, just give us a call. And, the 512-248-8252 is a call number. Regardless, what's happening in Europe? This is the first major war in Europe since the end of hostilities in 1945, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Yep, that's right. I think so.
There's very few people alive now who were adults in 1945. There are some. That's a dwindling number, to say the least. So we're quickly losing the living memory. The term living memory means people who were alive as young adults or even mid-teens to describe an event in history, living within living memory. The Russian culture changed forever, basically, as a consequence of World War II. Russia lost more than 20 million citizens as a consequence of World War II. And it will take generations for that memory to be lost, won't it?
It will. You know, it's a lot of people. All sides lost pretty significant numbers, and some obviously more than others. But it's going to, that memory is going to go on forever. And even, you know, there's obviously people alive still that were alive back then. But even from generation to generation, passing on the stories about what occurred, it's still in their memories and it's still fresh for many people.
That's right. My father told me about fist fights in the barrack when he was in basic training concerning Civil War, which had been over, been finished 1945 to 80 years. The Civil War had been over 80 years when my dad was in basic training, about maybe 75, 80 years. We got our first caller here. Andrew, we got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. I'm on Putin's side. I'm on Russia's side. I want them to go ahead and get this war over with. And it's not, and really, I think America should be friends with Russia. There's never any reason for them to try to make an enemy out of Russia. Russia is not our enemy. And a lot of these, it's taken for granted. If you turn on the damn TV, they say, oh, Russia's the enemy. No, Russia's not. We're not at war with Russia. And nobody declared war with Russia. This is just what some people want to do, to peddle the weapons for these our arms manufacturers and so forth. I remember when Trump first got elected, it was assumed he wanted to be friends with Putin. And then a lot of pressure came on him, it seemed like to me. And then all of a sudden, yes, they get tough with Putin. But at first, it looked like they wanted to be friends. Trump talked about just doing away with NATO, which I think was a good idea. So it's the deep state that is ruining us, you know. And sometimes I wouldn't mind seeing just Putin just demolish the Washington, D.C. metro area and just annex America. That might be our best bet right there. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, I don't agree with Don on one hand. On the other, Russia does have legitimate security concerns, having about 40 biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine. And they were, for information I've got, is the some, may possibly all these biological weapons laboratories were trying to manufacture biological weapons that were Slavic specific, is what they were attempting to do. Very dangerous stuff, and right on the border. And of course, when Ukraine and the West did not live up to the original agreement for the Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons. They had nuclear weapons when they became an independent state. That also added fuel to the fire. Let's move on to our next caller here. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, guys. I wanted to pitch in a little bit here. I don't know if you knew this, but about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, not too much longer, Russia and all of put out a news release and sent information to all the countries that are on the Russian side of things, all the countries that are on the Russian side of the war, including China and others, to take all their personnel out of Russia, out of the Ukraine, anybody that is connected to Russia in any way and is working in Ukraine has to leave now. They're pulling all those people out. And this happened also, I don't know if you knew this, but it's almost like in response the other day, Biden, of all crazy things, sent an order to pull people out of China, Americans out of China. And this has caused a big problem, another big problem in relations with China, because what it's done is it's caused their chip manufacturing to shut down over there, because a lot of these people that are working in China, Americans that are working in China, are friendly to the, worked in the chip industry over there. Engineers, people like that, scientists and stuff. So a lot of their they had to shut down a lot of their chip industry. And this has made a big problem between all these things are connected between Russia and China, because Russia was selling China gold and oil, which is two commodities that China doesn't have a lot of, but they are required in chip manufacturing. And in return, China was giving Russia the chips and now both of those, he's cut that trade, which is also going to cut chip trade here in the United States, going to cut it down even worse than what it already was. It's already been really hard to get these chips, and now it's going to be even more harder, So these China's, Biden has thrown a monkey wrench into a lot of things over there. And I don't know, but I do know that after that they are planning, it looks like to me they're planning a major offensive here maybe in the next couple of weeks or whatever, because they've got a window of opportunity between the rainy season now and before it starts to get cold and things start freezing up over there. And when that starts happening in that, in some of those low-lying areas over there where the Ukrainians have been getting some advantages because of the like in the Kherson and Lyman area there, Russia's taking those areas back because the troops are getting slogged down. They can't move because of the heavy rains and stuff over there. So, and they're getting ready to freeze up. And Russia evidently has an advantage when the weather freezes over, because I don't know why. I think their tanks are better on the ice.
Well, there's no army on the planet that does better in the wintertime than the Russian army. There simply isn't. No.
Yeah. So there, all these things, but it looks like, yeah, they're, we're getting ready for some kind of major conflagration over there, for sure, in the Ukraine, because of all the people that they've asked to pull out of those areas, the Russians. When I talk about the Russians, there's all these other little countries over there that are connected and involved in Russia, and they're all pulling their people out. They're coming in from Belarus. Okay, I don't know if
right.
You understand. Yeah, that's where they're building up, and it seems like they've sent a lot of people over there. They've sent over 1,000 troops over there, and these troops are people that they're engineers. They're not ground troops. They're not grunts. They're engineers or people like that. And what it looks like is that they're going to be building rearmament capabilities so that they can send in more munitions and stuff like that. They're going to boost up the munitions of Belarus so that they can attack. If you look at recently, all the attacks, now I'm getting into speculation here, but if you look at all the attacks that happened recently with all the missiles, you'll see they cut down a lot of their railroad and a lot of their cut out a lot of their electrical transmission on the lines. But if you look in the area right above, below Belarus, you'll find two areas that were untouched and by any missile attacks whatsoever. And it looks like those areas are the ones that they're going to use to move into Kiev, because they kept those systems, electrical systems and all that, and the railroads still active in those areas. So what they plan on doing, looks like to me, is going directly south from Belarus into that area, maybe in a month or so, and then move everything from there into Kiev.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's as good a guess as anybody's there, Charlie. Thank you. We appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Well, it's fun to prognosticate and speculate, but trying to guess what an army's going to do is nothing but prognostication and speculation, is it, Andrew?
No, it's certainly not. In fact, they oftentimes deliberately want to make you think one thing when they're going to do another.
Right.
So I do have to say Charlie's insight and kind of his research into it does make a little bit of sense, but at this point it would just be speculation. As far as the pulling of Americans from China, I don't haven't confirmed any validity of that, but I have heard about it.
Well, that would be, if that's true, there would be, here's what would be. At the U.S. State Department website, there would be an alert advising Americans to leave China. If that's true, that would be right there at the U.S. State Department website.
Yeah,
and
I might check it out.
At any given time, there's tens of thousands of Americans in China. I don't know how many tens of thousands, but many are there for business, tourism, visiting relatives, whatever. So it's a huge, huge number, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. But, from a long-term strategic perspective, that would make sense, because we're bringing the CHIPS Act, into America, and we're going to start doing the chips manufacturing, which is going to be anywhere from a 4 to 8 year endeavor to get those, they're called fabs, up and running. If they're starting the strategic plan for that, it would make sense. I don't know if it's quite true or not, but certainly want to look it up.
Well, I don't know anything about that industry other than it's a very necessary industry. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred. Fred, hold on through the break. We'll
make
be back to you after the break. After the break.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the New World, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, your home, the same way the Department of Defense protects their equipment and their vehicles, you need to contact EMP Shield. My website is down for the time being, so we'll have you call EMP Shield direct. And what's that phone number there, Andrew?
The phone number is 620-412-9978.
Say again, please.
620-412-9978.
9978, got it. And Fred from Wisconsin, what's your question or comment, sir?
I guess you just answered it because I went on your site and it says it's suspended and I'm on Firefox, and I didn't know what the hell that meant, but you just filled me in. I appreciate that.
Right. My webmaster's down. My website's down. So that's the way it is there, Fred. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. This will be the time we look forward to, at least I look forward to every week, where our new listeners get to find out from an expert, and you may not consider yourself an expert, but I consider you an expert. Andrew's going to explain what in the world EMP is and how what it is, how it works, and how to protect from it. Please go ahead, Andrew.
Sure. Thanks, John. So for those who are kind of new to what EMP is, it stands for electromagnetic pulse. And many people, they hear that word and they think it's from a video game or maybe a science fiction book or movie. But part of my job here is to explain to people that EMP or electromagnetic pulse is a very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have in their arsenals. This is a weapon that actually has been threatened quite recently against the United States and is highly devastating. And what I'll do first is kind of generally explain how it works and give you an idea of what the impact of an EMP actually is. So although most people are familiar with what a nuclear weapon is, you know, when we think of a nuclear weapon, we think of a mushroom cloud going off at, you know, at the ground level of the Earth. But an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but going off very high in the atmosphere. So not, you know, a mile. We're talking maybe roughly 300 miles right above the center of the United States, which is roughly the height of the International Space Station, to kind of give you an idea about how high that is. And what happens is when this nuclear weapon goes off, the blast pushes out in all directions. So it pushes outwards into space. It also pushes downwards towards the Earth. And this blast creates three phases of an EMP, which are the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, the first two phases are a little similar, although they're not exactly the same. And what the way they're created is from the gamma radiation and the matter from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And now, this blast is occurring at an incredibly high rate of speed, almost the speed of light. And the first phase occurs in the nanoseconds, so it has a rise time of roughly 5 nanoseconds. And it's that gamma radiation that first hits the atmosphere. And what it's doing is it's stripping the electrons from the atmosphere. There's a lot of energy up there. And when the gamma radiation hits the atmosphere, it strips those freed electrons. It's called ionization, and then shoots them down towards the Earth. The same thing happens with the E2. The only difference is that it's the matter from the blast, which also hits the atmosphere. The amount of energy, generally speaking, would be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter. And what's happening is, at these incredibly high rates of speed, this energy is blanketing the entire United States and inducing into everything that's a conductor. So it's inducing directly into the grid, directly into your car, directly into your computer, your home's electrical system, pretty much anything that can conduct or induce electricity it's going into. And what's occurring is basically anything with microelectronics, which include transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, and microprocessors, has an incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed. So this means your modern-day vehicles are no longer going to function. There's a very good chance after the E1 and E2, the grid will probably already be down from the damage that in the induction of this energy directly into the grid. All of, if not the majority of electronics connected to your home is going to be down, as well as the internet and many other things. So even after these first two phases, so after a couple microseconds, by the end of the second phase, most electronics are destroyed. So these first two are just highly devastating. But there's also a third phase of an EMP, which is the E3 portion. And what this is actually created in a different way than the first two. So what you have is this nuclear blast that's also pushing outwards into space. And it's pushing on the thing that surrounds the Earth called the magnetosphere. And now the magnetosphere is there. It protects us from space weather and from the sun. And it likes to sit in a normal shape around the Earth. But this blast actually disrupts it and causes the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And this can actually occur for many hours, 10-plus hours. And what's happening from this, while the magnetosphere is fluctuating over these many hours, a low and slow charge is building at the ground level of the Earth. And now your home, you know, your car, which are more than likely is already destroyed, is not a large enough antenna to induce this low and slow charge. But what is large enough is the grid, especially portions of the grid that are a mile, 5 miles, 10 miles long. And so over these hours, the charge builds across the grid. And at a certain point, the charge gets so high that certain portions of the grid, transformers, portions of substations, the energy from the grid finding its way into nuclear power facilities and other power production plants, causes enough damage to ensure that the grid does go down if it did not already go down during the first two phases. So you can kind of get an understanding of just how devastating this is, because our way of life has changed. The way we know it, we no longer have energy. We no longer have the use of anything that uses microelectronics. It's so devastating to say that basically the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population in the United States would be dead within 1 year after an EMP. And it's not for the reasons that you'd actually think. Primarily, it's due to a lack of clean running water. But there's many other reasons, and it's very bad. And that's my summary.
That's a wonderful summary. Time just perfectly. We have about an hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my website's down. My webmaster's down. He's in the hospital, unable to do anything except make some minimal communication with his wife. So if you want an energy cleaner, if you want a rocket stove, you're going to give me a call. I will take your order manually and get you on the road to achieving your goals. My phone number to take your order after the show's over, obviously, don't call me during the show, is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. And it's just where we are at the moment. These circumstances are what they are. We'll get this website back up hopefully before the end of the week, maybe early next week. We'll get something back up. I don't know what it'll look like, but we'll get something up. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. And we're visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. And the spring thunderstorms, of course, beginning in the 1980s, I started seeing thunderstorms in the winter. I recall Andrew my next door neighbor, I lived in Kirkwood. He was a World War II vet, and it was around December, and we had a thunderstorm. I was talking to him over the back fence, and I said, Victor, you ever seen, you know, this is a guy who was, you know, a World War II vet, you ever seen a thunderstorm in December? He says, no, John, never have. So thunderstorms are happening at all times of the year these days, aren't they?
They really are. You know, they could. Now's the time that you might see some, and it happens. You don't know it's going to happen, and there's lightning associated with these storms as well, which can be, you know, obviously highly devastating. So, yes.
Yes. Well, and it was not an intended consequence, but an unintended consequence, I believe, that we found out the EMP shield device to protect against lightning also, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, for those who are just kind of hearing about EMP shield, it was designed to protect against the effects of EMP, you know, above military standards. And it does very well at that. But we very quickly realized that it's also a lightning protection system, and it's unlike any other system that's on the market. So EMP shield, because it was designed for EMP and it's very robust, very fast, is so incredibly effective against lightning that we guarantee lightning protection. And there's not, I haven't found one yet, but I'm unaware of any other company, especially in our price range, that guarantees lightning protection. And we're able to do that because of the technology inside of the device and its capabilities. It's been vetted through one of the largest insurance carriers in the United States. It's backed by a 10-year, $25,000 warranty, which is also incredibly unique. So, and I challenge anybody to look this up if you're interested. You know, surge protectors aren't very sometimes an interesting thing to look up or talk about. But if you're interested, I do challenge you to do this, is go on Google and look at the warranties of some other major surge protectors. The majority of them will not cover acts of God, which is lightning. And then some of them won't even cover overvoltage, which means a power surge, which also blows my mind a little bit. And then one other thing that really makes our warranty unique, you know, not just the technology, but the warranty, is that it's a standalone warranty. And what that means is you don't have to use your home's insurance policy. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. You can use our warranty as a standalone. And we actually ended up doing that because of a couple of co-ops that we work with who requested it when we first started the company. And we've been doing that ever since. And people really like that as well. So it is an incredible surge protector, not just for EMP, but also for lightning. And it is backed by one of the industry's best warranties.
Outstanding. That is really outstanding. And if you want to get your own EMP shield device, just give Andrew a call. Give it until at least 9 o'clock Central Time. What's that call number to place the order for EMP shield devices?
Yeah, the number is 620-412-9978. I'll say it again. It's 620-412-9978. And make sure, this is important, make sure that you heard us on the John Moore Show, because that's going to actually save you quite a bit of money on your order.
Right. Well, I'm very thankful that you, Andrew, and the company has grandfathered in my listeners to a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That stacks up pretty quick, because, you know, most families have two vehicles or more. They have their house. They may have a larger family with even more vehicles. You know, so these $50 discounts on each piece of equipment add up pretty quick, don't they?
They really do. I mean, we've seen basically an average home has two vehicles, usually a house, and then some form of a backup power system. Not all, obviously, but many do. You know, that'd be four units that you'd need, so that you would actually save $200, which is almost enough to get yourself another unit. So it's a pretty incredible savings.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We had a term when I had a 9-year break in service. I left active duty in 1970, went back in reserves in 79. Things have changed dramatically, but a term I started hearing in 1979 was "come as you are" war. And when I first heard that and I realized what we had and what we didn't have, it was pretty scary, because the stocks of equipment we had and supplies were very minimal, to say the least. And but come as you are defense may apply to what we're looking at, because whatever you have when it starts is what you have, isn't it, Andrew?
That's correct, especially after an EMP. You know, if an EMP occurs, whatever you have is what you have, and if it wasn't protected, if its electronics is destroyed. That's why it's so incredibly imperative that people understand this is a real threat. It's a devastating weapon. It's a weapon that we know our adversaries have and could potentially use. And if you don't have protection, especially your vehicles, which is a life-saving tool, your vehicle, if it's a modern vehicle, it's going to be destroyed, and you're not going to be able to use it. You could be stranded, your family, your wife, your kids could be stranded, especially during the winter. That's not something that you want. And even more importantly, is after an EMP occurs, it's going to be very dangerous out there. And so Absolutely. Having your vehicle is the difference, potentially, between life and death.
Well, we got Charlie from Florida who wants to make some corrections to his earlier statements. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I guess I got that a little bit wrong about the Chinese people being, you know, blocked from taken out of China, ordered to leave China. How that happened was he cracked down on the semiconductor industry, saying that we're not going to any longer take any semiconductors. But the rule I'm reading here, it says the new rule bars U.S. persons, which includes both U.S. citizens and permanent residents, from supporting the development of production of advanced chips at Chinese factories without a license. Or with a license. It's the first time export controls on China extended to people rather than just organizations. So it's people that work in the chip manufacturing over there in China, Americans that are going to have to leave because they can, they could stay, but they would lose their citizenship, you know, if they decide to stay and work over there. So that's
all right.
What happened. I just wanted to clear it up because I started thinking that does sound a little heavy, extreme. I'm not sure. And so I did. I had it a little bit wrong. I had the thing wrong there a little bit. So I wanted to make a correction. So
okay. Well, thank you for the correction, Charlie. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Chuck in New Mexico. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. I have a comment and then a question. I was reading Robert Kiyosaki's book, Capitalist Manifesto, last night while he published that at the end of 2021. He's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And on page 36, in two short paragraphs, he was an eyewitness to Starfish Prime back on July 9th, 1962, when he was 15 years old. And they were eating dinner in Hilo, Hawaii. And just one short sentence, he says, if you have ever seen an animal or human bleeding out, the sky looked exactly as the newspapers described. Someone poured blood in the sky. And my question is, a few weeks ago you mentioned you might be able to build a cheap EMP shield to protect small generators. Andrew, is there any more information on that?
Yeah, so we do have protection for generators developed by EMP Shield. It might have been what I was mentioning is, so we just want, I mean, obviously we want to sell our products too, but we also want people just to have protection. We know that not everybody can afford a couple hundred dollars. So there is, and we have videos out there on how to build your own Faraday cages, you know, for $5, $6. You can build a Faraday cage at a very affordable price. And so if that's something people are interested in, I'd say go to our Facebook page or maybe our YouTube as well. There's videos out there that we show how to build an effective Faraday cage. And then for those who want, you know, basically the ability to protect your electrical systems while in operation, you know, a generator is a good example. Is the only way to protect a generator using a Faraday cage is to completely enclose the generator, which means you won't be able to use it while it's in the Faraday cage. With EMP Shield, you can still use your generator. It's protected even while it's in operation. It's the same with your home. It's the same with your vehicle. So that's kind of the problem we solved with EMP Shield is instead of having to put something into a box and never use it, you can now live your life just like you normally would, knowing you have the protection above military standard for EMP. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does, and thank you. Yeah, I have multiple protection devices from you covering my house and my vehicle. So thanks for the information. Okay. I'll let you get on with the show.
Okay, thanks for the call, Chuck. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Andrew, we get new information out here every week. We give people reminders of what's going on and help them to reach, hopefully, the right decision, which is to prepare ahead of time. It's far better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late, isn't it?
Well said. That's exactly right, because that's all it's going to take is a microsecond. Actually, it'd be a nanosecond even for the E1, and after that, it's too late, and there's no warning.
No warning at all. That's right. Well, it's simple. It's relatively inexpensive compared to what I did back in the early 90s. Having my Dodge specialist take my 1988 Dodge half-ton full-size van and remove, bypass everything that had a diode or a transistor in it, and it was not all that expensive at the time, but it did take some time, and he made a custom wiring diagram so any other future mechanic in the future could look at it and figure out what was going on with this heavily modified Dodge van. You don't need to do that anymore, do you, Andrew? You can just simply do a 15-minute install. Half that time is finding the tools and putting them away, and you're ready to go without all the time and expense that I went to. Right, Andrew?
That's correct. Yeah. So we solved the problem. I mean, somebody could still probably go do that, but these days it would be incredibly expensive to completely rewire a vehicle, and I don't even know if you'd be able to with the really modern vehicles. With EMP Shield, you purchase the device. We actually, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. We say 10 because we've had people do it even less than that. But as an example, we had a 90-year-old woman, it's been a little while now, maybe a year ago, that we actually, on the phone, she was committed. She's like, I'm going to do it myself because she knows it's simple. We walked her through and she installed it in 10 minutes, a 90-year-old woman on her own vehicle. That's how simple it is to install. So,
very simple. And what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You waiting for things to heat up even more? We've got South Korea's on alert right now, as we speak, on the 17th day of October for the next launch of North Korean missiles. We've heard a lot of high-level American officials talking as casually about nuclear war as they would about ordering pizza. I mean, it's just the world seems like it's gone insane. How about you, Andrew? What do you think?
Yeah, it's almost unreal when you hear about, you know, there's several people that have just mentioned casually nuclear war and, you know, being prepared and buying, you know, some of the pills that you can take to help deal with the effects of radiation exposure. You know, just casually discussing these things, and it's like, holy cow, what is the world gone to where we're just talking about this like it's normal and not a big deal, you know?
I know. Well, I've lived enough life to know that if things happen, I like to wake up in the morning and see if the world is still normal. Find out if all I need to do is go to Fox News. If they have regular advertising and the regular show broadcasting, I know that the world is more or less normal. I also, as a youngster growing up, I learned pretty quickly that when the normal programming stops and they say, we interrupt this program, that's when I know something really important is taking place right now. We interrupt this program. That's one thing you don't want to see, isn't it, Andrew?
That's certainly what you don't want to see, and it's occurring quite often these days. In fact, you know, the messaging and the theming and the themes and the rhetoric is almost solely surrounded with, you know, unfortunately, war and things that are occurring, or the economy, which is not looking so good as well, primarily because of what happened before with COVID and also with what's going on globally and with Russia, China, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
That's right. That's right. Well, we get the warning out. It's everybody's job is to listen to what we're doing, evaluate it on their own, and come to your own independent conclusion. hopefully you'll come to the same conclusion that I have and Andrew has, that it's simple insurance. And that's what EMP shield devices are for your vehicle. Simple insurance. For your home, well, I'm not aware of any place that's completely safe from lightning. I don't believe that home exists. Are you aware of where that home might be and where there's no chance of lightning at all?
No, even if you're using a general normal lightning protection system with lightning rods and special grounding systems, even that won't normally guarantee 100% lightning protection. And that's why we're really proud about our capabilities with the devices. You know, we guarantee it. It's literally written into the warranty that we guarantee it because of how effective it is. And for the price, it's less than the cost of your home's deductible.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. We are back. Let's see. It looks like our next caller here, probably our last caller, is Bob in Texas. Good morning, Bob.
Yes. John, is that you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I got 2 questions, one for you and one for your guest there. Number one for you, John, there's a guy that comes on your program every once in a while. I think it's on Wednesday. It's some kind of professor dude.
Professor McKinney, right.
Okay. Now, he has that water system that MR something, MR5?
Right.
Okay. When will he be back on again?
Wednesday, the second hour Wednesday, right.
Oh, okay, good. I'm going to call him. Mr. Andrews, I got a question for you. Now, I'm not trying to impugn anybody's integrity, but I want to know, who is this Sandeo?
Yeah, so Sandeo was actually one of the original members of EMP Shield. So the idea of EMP Shield was between him and Tim Curry. That's kind of his involvement in it.
I heard him a long, long time ago. The very first call that ever came to the United States from Australia was on Art Bell Show. Mm-hmm. And I kind of put him off on the category a little bit kooky, but that's beside the point. He was all the space stuff and aliens and whatever. But he was talking to some program I heard not too long ago, and he was acting like he was the guy who owned the whole damn thing. And I've never heard you ever, mention his name or anything. And you got a really great product. I put a whole bunch of them on different people's cars around the area here. And, I had never heard this guy's name ever mentioned anyplace else, except for maybe on Doug Hagman has him on sometimes. And he doesn't really, mm-hmm. he talks a little bit about the EMP and all that stuff. And, I just wondered who he was and if he really was the person he was claiming to be. I figured you'd know.
The idea was between him and Tim originally when the original EMP Shield devices were created. To my understanding, I think his name might even be on one of the patents. He does own a small portion of the company as well. I think right now what he's doing is he's still involved a little bit as an affiliate.
Oh, okay.
Stan's been a guest on my show dozens of times. It's been a long while, but he's been on my show many times.
Okay. So he is for real.
Oh, yeah. He's real. He's brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to tell you, you got a really fine product there. I like that thing. I've put them on for a lot of people. They think I do something miracle with it because I make sure they got good grounds from the engine to the frame, body to the frame, battery to the frame. And they come back and go, did that thing make my lights work better? And I go, well, no, you just got a good ground.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I do for them. But no, I think everybody ought to have one that needs one. But they really, most of the people around here, they just, talk it up like it's jam on bread,
All right.
And,
I
really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Andrew, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
Okay. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and it will be Firearms Monday beginning after the break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.